Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everyone. Thank you for your support, for continuing with your support, for increasing your support if that's something that you've done recently. It's truly appreciated. It is something that I do as a labor of love, and I love knowing that there are people partnering with me, with us, to help keep it going.
Started communicating with the dead when she was just a toddler.
She's a wife and a mom who also happens to talk to dead people.
Please welcome celebrity pet psychic.
Our next guest is a clairvoyant to the stars.
We're back with a group of friends who share a very unique bond.
They are all psychic.
Today, I want to speak with you, the Patreon supporters, and offer you my thoughts about a particular subject. Something that I get asked a lot about is about my feelings about people who call themselves psychics, people who have palm reading shops and who do different kinds of readings, people who are healers, or they call themselves healers, people who are spiritual healers or energy healers, a whole variety of people who call themselves life coaches and then veer off into some kind of supernatural space where they talk to people about their loved ones who have passed, or they get into something spiritual, or the next thing you know, they become your spiritual leader. And also the amazing number of people who are calling themselves shamans. And I must say that for most of the people who have followed someone who calls himself a shaman or calls herself a shaman, and you go to some jungle and take ayahuasca, if that's what you do with the shaman, most people don't really even know what that term means, and also if that person is really that and how you become that. So this is for the people who are open to these ideas and really what to watch out for. When you get involved with something like this, with somebody who says that they are psychic, with someone who says that they can heal you spiritually or energetically, you're dealing with this sort of invisible art. And then from the start, you're dependent on this other person to let you know if you've attained whatever goals they say that you're going to be able to attain with them. It's usually not something practical, like something that is quantifiable. They usually won't say something like, if you stick with me, by the end of the month, you will have made $5,000, because that's quantifiable. Instead, they'll say that you will have reached a place of higher spirituality, or that you have found some way of having an ascension or self-actualization, or that your energy blockages were unblocked. Well, how would you ever know if you've reached these things? How do you define these things? From the start, then, you are dependent. Like, for example, people will say to me, well, what about what you do, Rachel? You do counseling. And yeah, a lot of it is kind of this invisible art. Helping someone deal with something, helping someone get past an experience or do something that is emotional. But still, there is something quantifiable about it. If you're going to help someone no longer be as depressed and feel better, feel lighter, feel happier, That is something that can be assessed. There is a checklist of different kinds of feelings or behaviors, ways people feel in their own bodies, a certain sense of hopelessness to hopefulness. But if you say that you're going to be providing someone with an ability to go clear, let's say, like in Scientology, how will they know they're there? What does that mean? What does that even feel like? What does that look like?
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.